Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Welcome back or to the Professionally Silly Podcast, the podcast that takes its silliness what? Seriously. We take our silliness seriously. Well, we are professionally silly, so that makes a lot of sense. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And on this podcast, we like to shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome as well as a variety of what the fuck moments, paranormal experiences, true crime stories, and some interesting random topics that I come across online. Now, if you are new here, thank you so much for checking me out. I appreciate that. Make sure you take a look at my past episode titles because I do think they will intrigue you. From serial killers to hilarious drunken moments to ghost stories, I think of it as a bit of a variety audible show, if you will. So, you know, come and join the silly. Come and join in on the silly. So, I was going to record this podcast last night to get it ready for you guys. Like, it's not Friday yet, but it's like, what day is it? Wednesday. Shit, it's like, what day is it? It's Wednesday. It's actually Thursday now. I was going to record it Wednesday, but it was like raining and thundering and stuff, and it was super loud, right? And then I woke up today and I was going to record, and some asshole is cutting the grass. Like, they're not an asshole. They don't know that I'm recording a podcast. But if you hear some, then that's what it is. I just wanted you to know. That's what it is. So this past week has been pretty busy for me. I've been focusing on my content and dealing with my YouTube channels, filming and editing my ass off. It's been crazy, okay? It's been my go-to move for the past few months. I have a lot of dreams that I have not been able to reach because I've been distracted by things and people that just don't fucking matter. Or they have, or they show me that I don't matter, one of the two. And I've reached an age where I'm starting to understand that not everyone and everything that is currently in your life is meant to stay there. That's just how it is. And so it's something that my mother has been screaming at me for years. But of course, when I'm a teenager, I know everything and I don't need her fucking help. You know. But now as an adult, I take all the life lessons that she and my father have given me. And I'm in my 30s now and I'm like, oh, that's what they were talking about. Okay. Thanks, parents. Thank you. You know. So anyways, it's time to trim the fat. No, it's time to cut the fat, so to speak, okay? It's time for me to let go of those people and or things that are keeping me away from my joy because I deserve some joy, damn it. I deserve it. We all do. Shit. I'm one of those people who tend to put the wants and the needs of others ahead of my own wants and needs, and I decided to stop fucking doing that and cater to myself for a change. And it's important too. It really is. It's important. So, I mean, we all should do this. You know what I'm saying? So I've been thinking about getting a Tinder for some form of online dating, but I'm afraid to, for so many reasons. Okay. I miss dating. I miss new people. I really miss sex. Oh my God. Oh, mom, dad, if you're listening to this, this is not the episode for you. just full warning there. This is not the episode you want to be a part of. I'm also on the journey to getting back in shape and learning to love myself again. And it's been a long time since I showed myself that I matter. You know, sitting around waiting on people to show me that I matter. That makes no sense. That makes no sense. So I'm reintroducing myself to the world. Hello, world. I'm Amber. Give me a chance. You know, reintroducing myself to the world. I'm a woman who has forgotten what I need and want. So I'm trying to pick up those pieces and put them back together again. It took me a long time to pull all those pieces apart, you know. So I'm assuming it's going to take whatever amount of time it's going to take for me to be whole again. I got to do what I got to do. And I don't normally get all deep on this podcast, but I also know that I'm not the only person who's going through it. You know, you are not alone, friends. You are not alone. And thank you for allowing me to feel comfortable enough with you guys to share this with you. But enough of that bullshit. Let's go on hood. Go on here. Wow. English is hard. Let's go ahead and get on with today's episode after this message from Vance Global. Yeah. All right. What's going on, professionally silly listeners? I have to share something amazing with you guys that is super exciting. Recently, a company by the name of Vance Global reached out to me, and they wanted me to try their product. Now, they are a Milwaukee-based CBD joints and hemp manufacturer. Now, Vance Global is providing us with a safer alternative to smoking tobacco products. And they have even created the most potent CBD cigarette out there. So if you're interested in CBD cigarettes and or you may be interested in an alternative to smoking tobacco products, then this is for you. Check out their Instagram at Vance Global, VANCE, then the word global, and then take a look at the merchandise and see if there's something there that you want to purchase. And make sure that you use the coupon code SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Once again, the coupon code is SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Vance Global. I'll be sure to post their link tree down below in the show notes of this episode. So, I had to move. I am now standing in my laundry room. It is a very different audio quality, if you will. I like it, but I don't like it. So if it sounds different, that's why. The dude that was mowing the lawn, well, he decided to bust out the leaf blower, so that's really loud. And I was like, well, I want this episode to come out in time. I just gotta go to another room, so that's where we are right now. Anyway, so last week we discussed the world of night shift employees. Now, these are the people who keep the world going after dark. They have a lot of interesting experiences after our bedtime. Because of that, they tend to experience a lot of weird and strange phenomenons. Strange shit be going down. Now, from zombie corpses to weird Walmart sightings, that episode was fun as hell. If you haven't heard that episode yet, make sure you go ahead and you check that out. It's a lot of fun. Now, today, we are going to talk about some embarrassing sex stories. Sex. Okay, I had to give it a little echo. So we've all had them, you know, or I have. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like every time I did it, it was just pure gold. It wasn't. maybe you fell off bed during a night of passion. Maybe your roommate walked in on you, or God forbid, your parents. Oh, Jesus Christ. Maybe you pulled a muscle in mid-stride. I don't know your stories, but I did come across a few, and I can't wait to share them with you. But before we get started in today's episode, let me remind you, if you guys have any of your own embarrassing, sexy moments, send them in. I'm looking for some fun, creepy, or just plain interesting stories for the pod. Email me your interesting stories at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. My email address is down in the show notes, so you can just click that or copy and paste and you're good to go. I talk about a variety of topics here, so maybe your experiences will inspire an entire episode. Who knows? Join in on the silly. All right. Also, if you would like to show your support for this podcast, you can do so by leaving a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platform that you're using. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me this week. And if you're new, please come back. Don't let this be the only episode you listen to. Come back. I'll give you $1. I don't even have no dollar. You want like a dime or something? I don't got that. I can borrow a nickel and send it to you. You know. On with the show, guys. Let's play a game. What room am I recording from now? I should do that like every story I tell. Just record it in a different room of the house. Right. Right now, I'm on the toilet, so if you guess that, you're wrong, because I'm not on the toilet. I'm joking. I'm in my bedroom. I'm back in my bedroom again. It looks like they're starting to pack up, so that's good. So we should be able to record the rest of the episode from my bedside. That's wonderful. So cheeseburger.com, and that's cheeseburger with a Z, they hit us with our first story, okay? Now, this story includes dirty talk. Dirty. Is that my bad girl voice? I need to work on it. So I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I'm for dirty talk. That's fine, as long as it's not too dirty. You know, don't call me a slut or a whore. You know, don't I want to shit on your chest. Don't, that's too much. That's you dirty slut whore, I'm a shit in your mouth. That's not dirty. It's rude and it's gross. Okay? That's how I feel about it. How do you guys feel about dirty talk? Is that your thing? Are you into it? Harder, wetter, or whatever. You know, is that your thing? I don't know your lives. Okay, so let's get to the first story. And it reads, I have been dating this girl who loved derogatory dirty talk. She always wanted me to call her a slut, etc., during the action. We dated for years. It basically became part of my routine. But my first partner afterwards? Yeah, your daddy's little slut. And she responded, what the fuck did you say? Hello, darkness, my old friend. Where do I start? That is embarrassing as fuck. Like, okay, see, this is what happens when you get trapped in routines. We gotta change up our routines, guys. We gotta do something different here and there. We gotta remember who we are sleeping with while we're sleeping with them. Now, he didn't say that they stopped having sex when she said that, but it was implied, damn it. Okay. Okay, guys, imagine this for a second. Imagine this. You're currently getting it on, getting freaky deaky. Y'all doing the naked tango. Okay. And those are my sounds of sex. And I told you, it's been a while. And your partner stops, and looks at you and says, what the fuck did you just say? That is just not the moment I ever want to experience in either form, whether I'm the person giving it or the person getting it. I don't want to have to stop and say, what the fuck did you just say? It's just not the right time for clarity. Nothing, bitch. You didn't hear nothing. You know, I ain't say shit. That was really aggressive of me. I am so sorry. That joke went a little further than I expected. Welcome to the Dirty Talk Podcast. I'm Amber Smiles Jones, and we get dirty and filthy. Let me go on to the next story before I just rip my bra off and just motorboat everybody through my phone. I have no time for this. Oh my God. Oh, this episode's gonna be fun. Dirty, dirty talk. This is Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to Dirty Talk. Moist, wet, I don't know, ointment. Thought I'd say some dirty words. All right, let's move on. Do they still have like sex lines? Call us now, 1-800-DIRTY. I don't think that's enough numbers. Okay, so on to the next story. Cosmopolitan.com has set the bar for this embarrassing story. I have to tell you, this is a fear that many women have, and same with men, in my opinion. But to me, I would say that it's more embarrassing for us than it is for them, especially if it comes as a surprise that no one was prepared for. Okay, that's what I got to say. And lesbians, okay, you're not exempt from this fear. Actually, you're probably included even more so because there's two of you in bed. Maybe three or four. I don't know your lives. That sounds hot. Invite me over. Give me a call. I want to be part of that. Okay. Oh, God. Okay. This one, okay, it could be considered cringy to a lot of people. So you have been forewarned. Okay. Here we go. My ex was going down on me. After I came, he came up to my level and said, "I don't want you to be embarrassed, and it didn't bother me, but I think you should know this before we go any further. You have a tampon in." I got so carried away, I forgot that I was still on my period. Fucking trooper. I'll never forget. First off, let me start by saying this. I don't know if she meant this was something that happened before she and her ex broke up, or if she and her ex got together and hooked up after they broke up. Not that that matters, but it would definitely make it more dramatic if this was like this was just hookup sex. Yeah, I know I like my drama. Second, either way, it's safe to say that that shit was probably uber embarrassing. Holy shit. But can you imagine someone is... Ladies, think about this. Someone is downstairs, okay, cleaning out the basement with their face. And that's a new way of putting it. You want to clean out my basement? Sure. You have any brooms or... But yeah, he's downstairs getting to work on the vajayjay, okay? And then you finish... And he looks at you and says, "Listen, you've got a tampon?" And if you're not straight and you're a lesbian, imagine your sexy, hot lesbian chick, she's down there, and then you forgot that you had a tampon in? What? That's a lot. That is a lot. And let me just say, holy shit, it was super sweet of him just to let her know, "Listen, there's a tampon down there. I just thought you should know." I can't, that's really kind of him. I can't imagine, okay, that she wanted him and the tampon to have a sword fight. "I'm gonna be here." You know, just tampon and dick, just fighting it out, deciding who gets the hole. It's a lot. Okay, the fact that he finished his meal, even though he saw the tampon, a lot of people would not have done that. She's right. He was a real trooper. Oh my God. And if I were her, I would never forget it either. It would have never left my mind. It's an unforgettable, embarrassing experience. Ladies, let me just, some advice. You don't really need it. A lot of you professionally silly life rules here, but just double check. See if you got a tampon in there. Just, you know, just kind of like feel around or get a mirror. Just double check. It's a lot. Just, you know. And if you're cool with having the tampon in there while you're doing it, that's cool. But let your partner know, like, "Hey, listen, before you get to work, I got a cotton buddy down there with a string, that you should be aware of that. Give him a heads up. Give him a heads up." Wow. "I got so carried away, I forgot that I was still on my period." Wow. I know that everybody has like a different stance on period sex. I guess it depends on who you're with and how they feel about it. I think period sex is gross, but that's because I'm a lesbian. A lot of everything requires my face or my hands, and both of those things on my body are important to me, and I don't want them covered in blood. That's just how I feel. I don't know, maybe if I really love someone, I'd be like, whatever, baby, just push your blood to the side. Let's do this. I doubt it. I'd be like, listen, just hit me up in a couple of days. It's fine. I'm not on mine. I'm ready. Go ahead. I know that's selfish, but listen, we're going to drop this subject right now. Okay, so Cosmopolitan.com has decided to take another shot with this story. Okay, they are still in the game. Now, this one is not only embarrassing, but it's definitely beyond cringe and something no one, and I mean no one, wants to experience. It's almost guaranteed that when you hear the story, you will make a facial expression that shows your disgust and discomfort. And it will definitely make you picture it happening to you. You're going to picture that. Don't fight it. Embrace that inner what the fuck moment that you're about to have. Yeah. Okay. I think I hyped it enough. Let's get into it. Holy crap. Okay. It reads, when I was still in school, I had my girlfriend come over and we were doing stuff. She knocked the lamp off my bedside table while changing positions. My mom came running to see what the noise was and just came right into my room. There was no lock. First of all, this is why you don't get it on when mom and dad are home. Okay, I know what it's like to be young. You're just so horny, you think you can't wait. You can. Do not let your raging hormones cause an embarrassing moment like this. Just wait. Don't do it while they're home. It's weird. And this could be you, okay? But that shit is a real fear, okay? And look, where... And look where I'm picturing it and it's making me mad. Okay. And look where you're going when you're doing the naked dance. Lamps don't grow on trees, Gina. Okay. I just no idea why I named her Gina, but her name is Gina. Lamps don't grow on trees, Gina. Watch your legs, you flexible bitch. And that goes for everybody. When you're changing positions and stuff, don't break people's shit. Goodness, just pay attention. It's fine. I certainly don't want to have that conversation with anyone's mother after they walked in on me doing it with who they will always consider their baby. No matter how old you are, you're always going to be your parents' baby, their child, their kid. It's just what it is. Imagine being naked, completely naked, with a girlfriend or boyfriend, and in the middle of switching positions, one of their parents walked in? No. No. Listen, I don't know about you guys, but I will dry up in a heartbeat. My southern region would have gone on a lunch break. Fuck that. Gina, get your titty out of my mouth. Your mom just walked in. Like, I decided to stick with that name. Gina's a lovely name. Gina, close your legs. Your dad is here. Oh my God. And you know what? This can happen to you as an adult too. You know, if you're visiting your parents and you decided to hook up with that crush you've always had in the neighborhood, you know, don't do it while your parents are home. If you're an adult, just get a hotel room. That's pretty much what hotel rooms are made for, if I'm being honest with you. Fuck, you know, fuck business trips. People are fucking in hotels, okay? Just get a hotel room. Don't do it. You don't even have to be a teenager for this to have happened to you. It is the, I can't imagine. Damn, Gina! Oh my God. Oh, God, this one is so gross. Look, be warned. This next one is so gross. Menshealth.com decided to step in with an interesting what the fuck moment. This is a quick one, but you'll be glad it is after you hear it. It's gross, and you've been warned. Okay, it reads, I was going down on a girl after a really late night out, and I was hammered. I started to feel sick down there, and I couldn't stop or make it in time to the bathroom, and I threw up all over her vagina. Mark. Thank you, Mark, for sharing that online at menshealth.com. If you guys want to find any of these weird stories, I just typed in embarrassing sex moments or sex stories, and I just found a bunch of shit, and this was one of them. I'm shocked that I even have to say this, but if you feel like you're going to throw up, okay, maybe stop trying to have sex. Just stop. And you didn't have enough time to make it to the bathroom, but you could have turned your head, damn it, all over her lady area. Come on, man. That's just disrespectful as fuck. Like, come on, man. You're saying, okay, because Mark said, while I was starting to feel sick while I was down there and I couldn't stop. What do you mean you couldn't stop? You just stop. Like, if you feel like you're going to vomit, you feel a little weird, just remove your face from between her legs. It's not hard. Turn it to the left, turn it to the right, you know, put your head down, something. You have three options, Mark. Three options. You just violated her vagina in ways that we don't like. Don't do that. That's so gross. Okay, listen. For my new listeners, are you guys okay? Are you good? I know I probably have. I know I probably have some first-time listeners who were terrified to come back. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome. Does she always talk about sex? I like this. That's probably not at all what you're thinking. But no, I don't normally talk about sex on this podcast. I just came across something on TikTok, and then I thought, ooh, this would be an interesting topic. So here we are. And I'll let you in on a little secret. I usually don't know what the week's podcast episode topic is going to be until about a couple of days before it's time for me to record. I've been trying to get ahead on my content, you know, like, oh, I need to record this ahead of time. That way I can just drop. And I try to do the same thing with my YouTube channel, but it's very difficult to get ahead when you have two YouTube channels and a podcast. I guess it's not difficult. It's just, I need time to sleep and eat, you know, one of these days, damn it, I'm going to get ahead. Listen, people, don't vomit on vaginas. Don't do that, okay? It's gross that I'd say that. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we've got ourselves another embarrassing story, and it's also super fucking weird. Also, I feel like I should let you guys know that I recorded this entire story and forgot to press record. So if I don't come at you with the same energy, I bet. All right, so this one's embarrassing, but like I said, it's also super fucking weird. TFLN.co threw in their hat in the ring, and TFLN stands for Texts from Last Night, by the way, okay? And we have another walk-in story, except it comes with a twist. A Midnight Shyamalan twist, if you will. An unexpected what the fuck? Okay, and you're going to see exactly what I mean in a second. Ugh, this is so cringy. So it says, my friend's grandparents were staying at his house for a week. He, like most guys, decided to jerk it. It's crazy because when I said that, I actually made the motion with my hand. Decided to jerk it. Like, you guys didn't know what that is. Okay. He was going at it and did not hear the door open, and his grandmother walked in. Okay, so full warning. This is the Midnight Shyamalan twist. You ready? Okay. He was going at it and did not hear the door open, and his grandmother walked in. She then grabbed him by the dick and screamed for his grandfather to come in and see what she caught their grandson doing. I can not. You couldn't wait a week, huh? You just had the jerky while the grandparents were in the house? And clearly, this is not your first time meeting your grandparents, man. You know they're weird as shit. Clearly, if your grandma grabs you by the dick, she's done other weird things before that moment. There's no way that you didn't know that she would do that. What the fuck? Also, grandma, why the fuck would you grab him by the dick? That is horrifying. Why would you do that? And then invite his grandpa to see what you found? This family has a lot of fucking problems, man. Jeez. What? They all need therapy immediately. Immediately. Listen, everyone. If your grandparents are visiting, maybe hold off on the self-love. You know, it's not going to kill you if you don't bust that nut immediately. You just need to wait, okay? Because what if your grandpa, what if one of them comes in and grabs you by your dick? That could be you, bro. That could be you. Oh, God. Okay, and this is a complete double standard. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Nobody better just come in, okay, while someone is like, you know, while a woman is self-pleasuring herself, and then just grab her by the pussy. Come here, Ethel, look what I caught our granddaughter doing. That is weird. Don't do that. Don't, grandparents, if you're listening to this, please don't grab your grandchildren by their sexual organs and then embarrass them. Just close the door in fear like a normal person and pretend you didn't see anything, because that's exactly what I plan on doing if I ever have kids. If I walk in on that, I'm going to close the door real fast and be like, hey, they're going to come down when they're finished. And I'm going to be like, hey, pot roast is in the oven. And then walk away and not look them in the eye, because I am a good mother. Clearly, I don't have any children. But I definitely, if I had a son, I'm definitely not grabbing him by his dick while he's doing that and showing it to people. I'm not going to do that. And I urge the rest of you, take my stance. Grandma Gina was on it. Good God. Oh, my God. Like I told you, Midnight Shyamalan twist. Y'all didn't see that coming, did you? Mm-mm. Look, okay, I feel like I should say this. If a door is closed, and that goes for everybody listening, I don't care how old you are, I don't care where you're from, what your relationship is to that person. If the door is closed, give them a little heads up knock. Just, hey, about to come in, put your dick away. You know, just give them a heads up, okay? And if you're dating, give him some head. Oh, I am dirty in this episode. Just filthy. Nasty. Too dirty. Clean my... Okay, sorry. I was getting into the Christina Aguilera song. Heat is up. Ladies, fellas, grab your cups. Okay, let me stop. All right, it's a good song. I think I'm going to listen to that after this episode. So here's our last story. I think... destroyed that song. Were those lyrics even correct? I don't even know. All right, so last story. Let's close it out with womenshealthmag.com. I can honestly say that I've never experienced this for more reasons than one. And you'll get what I'm saying, because it involves a penis, so I don't know. But this last story makes me feel so sorry for the guy. Oh, poor baby. It just could not have felt good at all. Okay, it reads, I was making this spicy stew recipe online that called for a bunch of habaneros. I washed my hands pretty well, but I guess they still had pepper on them. Because later that night, when I was giving a guy a hand job, he started making funny noises and started yelling, ow, ow. Apparently, his dick was burning. Sorry to this man. Alina, 26. First of all, Alina, thank you so much for sharing that with womenshealthmag.com, because I was able to share it with my listeners. And ladies, okay, spicy foods, men too, spicy foods and sexual body parts do not go well together at all. Okay. How did you make it up to him? I just want to know, like, what'd you do? Did you like pour milk on his dick? Because you probably should have. Hold on, I've got some 2% in the kitchen. I'll be right back. what did you do? I mean, she set his dick on fire, technically. Okay, I don't know. That's maybe next time, wear gloves when handling peppers, Gina. How about that? What the fuck? Get some gloves, Gina. Fellas, after you find out that she's on the pill or not, and you've gotten that consent and you've talked a little bit, maybe ask her if she's handled any peppers lately. Maybe just get that out of the, hey, listen, I really want you to, you know, to work my dick. I do. But question, have you handled any Carolina Reaper peppers lately or any fresh peppers? No. Okay. I had to ask. I was listening to this podcast called Professionally Silly. This chick jacked off his dude after handling habanero peppers. Things went south. It just reminded me, listen, I need to ask people if they've been handling peppers before they grab my junk. And I feel like that's a fair question. It's fair. It's a little funny and weird to ask, but if she did handle peppers, you're going to be thanking me. Ah, thank God, Amber. Thank you. You saved my dick. Ah, God bless you. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to save dicks. Says the lesbian. Oh, everything is backwards in this episode. I cannot. This episode has been interesting. Oh my goodness. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's lock all doors before sex. Just lock the doors. Just double check like you would at the end of the night. Make sure all the windows and doors are locked and closed. Okay, let's be safe here. All right? Professionally silly life rules, guys. Also, maybe don't vomit on people's vaginas. Maybe don't do that. That would be helpful. Professionally silly life rules once again. I hope that you guys enjoyed this weird-ass episode. And if you did, please let me know on the podcast Twitter page at It's Pro Silly. That'd be fire. Or maybe you can do so on the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Let me know. I want to know. and you can also check out the podcast Instagram while you're at it. It's the same name as the Twitter. It's Pro Silly. If you want to join in on the silly, or if you have any stories that you want to share, maybe you had a something crazy happened to me story, you know, of your own. Maybe you want to share that. Maybe you've got a scary, funny, embarrassing, or paranormal story. Maybe you just want to say, hey, email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. I want to make listener stories with you guys. Let's do that. My email address is down below in the show notes, so you can just click it or copy and paste that mofo, whatever you want to do. You can also leave me a message on the Anchor app if you've got Anchor, or you can use my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. I almost forgot my number. I was like 6 something something. 805-664-1828, and that number is also down in the show notes. Leave me a voicemail or send me a text message, and I'll put you on the podcast unless you guys say otherwise. And that goes for any of your stories or you just wanting to say hey or something. Thank you guys so much for coming back every week. It means a lot to me because I know every week you're probably wondering, what's this week's episode going to be about? It could be anything. You're right. It could be. And I bet none of you expected embarrassing sex stories. We may need to do a part two on this. And I say that about all like my favorite episodes and I never fucking do them. But if you really enjoy those episodes where I'm like, well, there might be a part two, let me know and I will get to work on a part two. I'm trying my best to give you guys the things that you enjoy most, but I'm thinking that you're enjoying the random. I don't know. Let me know, you know, hit me up. Let a bitch know. but I want to thank you guys so much for coming back every week. It does mean a lot to me, you know, that you're here. And if this is your first time listening, I really hope I didn't scare you off and you decide to come back and join me every Friday as we get professionally silly. You can support this podcast if you would like to by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts, iTunes. It's super important for the show that you do that. And it's really the only way that you can help my podcast grow besides sharing it with as many people as you can. because the more five-star reviews I get, the more written reviews that I get, okay, that means that Apple Podcasts is going to start paying attention to me and suggesting my podcast on their homepage or things like that to other people who have not heard of this podcast. So that's how that works. That's how you get me into the algorithm. And that's what's up. So leaving a five-star and written review on Apple Podcasts is super helpful. It really is. So make sure you do share this podcast with a friend. And drink every time I say podcast, clearly. Make sure you guys share the show with a friend. And let's have some fun together, because I'm available on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. Google me, ho. I'm important. I'm not. And if you enjoy the Professional Silly Podcast and you want to help out, you can support my silly content by making monthly donations. This will help the podcast continue to grow and help move the silly forward. You can now make monthly contributions as low as 99 cents a month, $4.99, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you have commitment issues or you don't have the Anchor app, there's always PayPal. Always PayPal. PayPal, www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. Help me keep the silly moving forward. That information is down below as well. You can just click the link and it should take you right to it. So once again, check out those show notes down there. I've got more than links that can help you give me money. I've got my social media for the podcast, as well as my personal social media, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, etc. All right, so make sure you guys go ahead and check that out. All the links are down below in the show notes. You can also snail mail me, old school, to my P.O. Box if you like. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. That is also down below in the show notes. And you can really send me anything that you want, and I will open it right here on the air. Or maybe post a video of the unboxing on my YouTube channel. It's really up to you what you want me to do. Just let me know, and whatever the note is that you send into the mail. Okay? Yeah. Once again, guys, I'm your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. I don't know. Maybe I should get into phone sex. I think I'd be pretty good at it. I don't know. Huh. Oh. Moist. Dirty. Wet. Stay silly, loves. I'll see you next week. Oh, my God. I'm over myself so much.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.